The Belfast Trust has branded its own urological cancer waiting times as unacceptable. They say that their capacity to deliver urological cancer surgery falls below the level of demand for the service that's actually required. They say the waiting times are unacceptable and are an ongoing and significant challenge for the Trust. This has come to light after a County Antrim woman contacted The Nolan Show. She's been waiting for 3 months for a date for an operation after being diagnosed with cancer. Our reporter Nicola Weir has been speaking to the woman who wants to remain anonymous and asked her about the delays she's been facing.
I went to the doctor in January. He sent me, so it would have been February, that I would have been sent to the Royal, first of all. And they just done, rolled like a roller over my stomach. But then whatever the results of that were, they sent me to the city to have the big ultra scan, you know, that you go underneath the tunnel thing. So then I had two of them. And then that's when they discovered that I had the cancer of the kidney.
And that was in May, early May, you were told that you had cancer of the kidney.
Yes, he told me himself. The surgeon told me himself. That was at the city hospital, and that he would bring me in June and do a keyhole operation, and I would only be in for 3 or 4 days.
And when you heard the word cancer, what went through your head?
I just went numb. I was on my own, and I just went numb. Couldn't believe it. I wasn't expecting that. That was the last thing I was expecting. Everybody knows that if you have cancer, the sooner you get it seen to, the better. I mean, the dogs in the street know that. So I haven't heard nothing since.
And that's 3 months later?
3 months later. My own doctor has contacted them. No word. No word at all.
What's the wait been like, knowing that really you have a ticking time bomb inside you?
Well, you're just every wee niggly pain you take, you think that's it spreading. But like, you would maybe take a wee pain on your side, you know, or in your lung or something, say, well, that's it spreading. You know, that's all you think of.
What about any kind of other treatment like chemotherapy or radiotherapy? Has that been offered to you?
No, nothing like that has been offered at all. Maybe after the operation I might get that. But I always know, like, you know, if you get, you're a woman too, like myself, if you get a breast off, the sooner you get that word that you've cancer in the breast, you have to get it in right away.
Are you at any stage at the point of desperation, or are you just angry?
Well, I have good faith and just pray to God that it'll come soon. That's the way I live from day to day.
Do you feel let down by the health service saying you've worked all your days to support it as well?
Well, if they hadn't told me June, I would have been not willing to wait, you know, but you're waiting anxiously every day. So you do feel a bit let down. Like, I thought definitely, like, a thing like that would take you in right away. You know, as soon as possible, as soon as he possibly had a slot for me to go in. As I say, I can go any time. I've my bag and all packed. I can lift that and get a taxi over if I have to, or my son will run me over.
Are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid. The only thing I'm afraid of is spreading and I don't get it out in time. But I'm not afraid of the operation at all, because I have good faith.
And your son is sitting here listening to you, and I'm going to move over here. It has been a bit of an agonising wait, because when you hear the word cancer, you just want it to be seen straight away. Are you surprised about the length of time?
Well, we all know there are delays and the health service is suffering. But I thought with cancer it would come much more quickly than this. We're disappointed. We're getting angry. We're not getting any response from anyone as to what's happening, as to why she's been held up for so long.
I suppose your mother was saying there, you know, she's afraid that it's spreading.
Well, that is the big fear. You know, we all know that is what cancer does. We thought when the initial delay started to happen, we thought, well, maybe she's not that serious and they're taking people who are more in danger first. But it seems to be going on far too long now. All our grandchildren are worried about her, and, you know, we just want her to be around for longer. And we know that cancer is one of these things that's could take her away. And if this delay is, it could speed up her demise, you know, and we just want it done now.
Well, in a statement, the Belfast Trust said their capacity to deliver urological cancer surgery falls below the level of demand that's actually required. They say that waiting times are unacceptable. We've read all of that out so far. They are sincerely apologising for the continuing impact this wait has had on this lady's life. And they say they're trying to schedule her for surgery as soon as possible.